Indeed, there seems to be a misstep there, and that the MEC, I am indebted to him for agreeing to speak to me, even though he is swamped presenting himself in the portfolio committee. MEC, I appreciate the opportunity given and for us to try and ask questions to you. Maybe greetings, and thank you so much for making time. MEC, just maybe let's deal with these issues that have since developed. Let's start with the postponement of the meeting of the stakeholders into the MTP and some of the stakeholders in the city of Mbombela and Barberton. I'm told that you're meeting tomorrow. Or what could have been then the reasons for the postponement?
Well, thanks very much, Musa. Let me greet the listeners of Rising FM. Well, I'm in another meeting and I'm on the road, but I hope you hear me very well.
Yes.
Well, the meeting today wasn't postponed. Meeting was indeed scheduled for tomorrow with the stakeholders. Today, earlier, I was to meet in Mbombela as well as the demarcation board. Well, that meeting did take place earlier on to get some clarity from the demarcation board of what led them to that decision they took insofar as the issue is concerned. But anyway, tomorrow I'm meeting the stakeholders and I shall meet the community, as I've made a promise earlier on.
Yeah. Without taking away what you are going to present to the stakeholders, were you satisfied with the response given by the demarcation board?
Look, they will not be satisfied because it doesn't give what we want in the actual fact. And we intend to pursue the matter further. But so far, I have the answers from them. Suffice to say, let me go and present it to the actual owners of the issue.
Okay. Let's then look into the postponement. I've noted then there's a postponement of the provincial local government summit. It was meant to be taking place on the 21st till the 22nd. What could be then the reasons there?
We have put the audit as the departments to get all the aspects that include other departments insofar as service delivery is concerned, that include ESCOM, and that process was not concluded as one expected, so that you can take the matter further. But over and above, municipalities, they were tied up about the AFS, as you know, that's towards the end of the month, for August. Municipalities must submit by next week. And that led us not to have a very effective local government summit. Because in the main, the major stakeholders should be the municipality by themselves. And that report was going to assist us. So I don't start afresh. There are a number of things that we've been talking about, we've been doing. So in actual fact, when we meet them, we must present progress, challenges, and the summit must assist us to resolve those challenges. I'm starting afresh presenting new challenges and concerns. So that's the reason we felt, let's not just go to that summit just to tick the box. Instead, let's do decisions work. We're still going to have that summit in a manner that is appropriate with all the details and information that is going to help us to move forward.
MEC, what do you make of the expenses now then incurred as a result of the somewhat late cancellation or postponement of this? Because I have with me some of expenses that are already paid, including bodyguards, accommodation, all of this, councillors, speakers, and many of these delegates that come from municipalities. How are you then communicating to, obviously, the local structures to ensure that some of these monies that have already been paid are recouped, but also who is going to recoup them?
Well, look, accommodations are done by the traveling agencies. They don't normally pay until the process is concluded. And those costs could very well be managed because they will make reservations and pay after the process has taken place. That's the first issue.
Yeah.
The second issue in terms of the venue is not lost.
Yeah.
We're still going to get the venue at a later stage to utilize it. So from what I said, there isn't very much cost that we can refer as the wasted resources. We are mindful of all those issues when we make those decisions.
Yeah.
To what an extent have we incurred costs to that level. So from where I'm seated, that we're still within the mandate of our work.
Without a doubt. And you see, then there's this issue of Mkhondo local municipality, where the legislature has since conferred a matter to you as a department to then investigate that of an alleged councillor who might be in a risk of losing their seat, having pledged allegiance to another political party while they were an independent councillor. Today, I'm told that you ought to have responded to the legislature. Maybe the first question there would be, have you done so?
Yes, and that we have not dealt with the matters yet. We'll attend the matter tomorrow because when they wrote us a letter last week, we couldn't get time to deal the matter appropriately. Remember, when we deal the matter, it has to be go through the process of legality before we can find to say this is how we're going to handle the matter. So we'll write in them back just to indicate the timeline given and how fast we can handle the matter. So that at the end of the day, there are no comes back.
Yeah. What about then the other prior communications that have since been done by the HOD into the municipality? How has been the participation of the municipality in ensuring that indeed investigation gets to be done to come to the bottom of what could have happened?
Well, there is nothing problem on what the HOD communicated. That's an administrative exercise. In the main, HOD, after receiving the matter, must do that administratively. Just to check what could have happened. Authority to attend the matter. So from what we said, we're still within the process of doing the matter, and that intervention by HOD will assist us to arrive to the correct decisions at the end of the day.
Yeah. MEC, the reason why I just don't want to hog you too much. I know that you are committed. But the reason why I'm bringing the issue of the HOD, it's not the first time the HOD communicate to the municipality. Even on the 2nd of May, there is a communique where the HOD instructed the municipal manager to then, set up somewhat of an investigative process through the ad hoc committees and many others that would then subsequently go to the speaker. Have you then been appraised since you last communicated? Are you aware of any communication that would have come from the municipality, particularly around this issue?
Well, the HOD today gave me a short brief, and that's the reason that I'll be attending the matter tomorrow. Because we asked the HOD to bring all the legal team tomorrow as we convene in the afternoon, so at the end of the day we can bring that matter to its finality and the conclusion.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we'll be doing tomorrow late afternoon.
Yeah. So, MEC, you've got so many issues to ask you about. Maybe let's touch Governor Mpegi and then I'll lay you off. In Governor Mpegi, the municipality applied for a vacancy, and obviously through the timeline, then they did not adhere to the timeline of the IEC, which is the 90 days, and that matter has since been referred back to the municipality. Have it landed to you? Because I'm told that you are the one who ought to facilitate it now to see by-elections happen in Government Day.
Yes, indeed. I did receive the letter from the municipality and we have processed the matter and I've declared the vacancy there. So, yes, there will be elections taking place in terms of the calendar of the electoral officer of the IEC in short.
Okay. So, by-elections is definitely declared already, MEC?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, MEC, really appreciate your time and apologies to keep you so long while you are engaged in other meetings. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, MEC Speed Masilo there. My time seems to have clashed with the time of his meeting, but he was courteous enough to allow us at least 10 minutes to pry into his issues. There's so much I would have loved to ask the MEC on, but I managed to squeeze in some of the most topical issues now when it relates to some of our municipalities. There you have it, maybe the summation of what would have happened there from the conversation, or take out from the conversation, is that already in Government Day, there's by-elections declared by the MEC. Remember, ordinarily, municipalities need to apply, in fact, need to declare a vacancy with the IEC, and then subsequently within 90 days of the date of receipt, and then by-elections will be then convened by the IEC. That's the normal procedure. But in this instance, the municipality failed to adhere to the prescribed time frame. Hence,
The matter was then referred back to the municipality. Then they had to tell the MEC for him to be the one that actually pronounced by-election. So as things stand, we might be seeing by-elections in Governor Mpengi. That is what the MEC told us. He says the matter of the Mkhondo local municipality where a councillor in Ward 14 is alleged to have pledged allegiance to a political party while he holds a seat of an independent the councillor in that local municipality there. In fact, that matter is currently receiving attention. He says that tomorrow they will be meeting the HOD briefly today on it. So tomorrow a legal team from the department will be then convening and converging with the MEC and many others to deliberate on this matter. When it comes to the issue of Umthimbi, the MEC says tomorrow he'll be going down to Barberton. There was obviously, somewhat purported reports that went on to say that the meeting was then postponed because they were not part of it. But the MEC says no, today he was just wanting to be finished with details and reasons as to why they never ruled towards their favor. And then that from there on, he'll be going to brief those who are concerned within the areas of Umthimbi local municipality. It's very interesting. I mean, I'm watching social media come up late.